This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has returned to New Delhi after concluding his six-day successful visit to Indonesia, Australia and New Zealand. In the first leg of his three-nation tour, Mr. Modi had visited Indonesia from the 6th to the 8th of this month at the invitation of President Prabowo Subianto. During the visit, the Prime Minister held bilateral discussions with the Indonesian President and reviewed the progress made in the partnership. In the second leg of his tour, Prime Minister Modi travelled to Melbourne, Australia. Mr. Modi participated in the third India-Australia annual summit with Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. During his visit, Prime Minister Modi also participated in the India-Australia CEOs Forum, where he addressed a gathering of top business leaders from both the countries. On the third and last leg of his three-nation visit, the Prime Minister visited Auckland from 10th to 11th July at the invitation of New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon. The visit to New Zealand was the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister in 40 years. A major highlight of the visit was the community event at Auckland's Spark Arena, attended by over 10,000 members of the Indian diaspora. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Modi stated that the future of India and New Zealand is intertwined and the bilateral trade agreement will accelerate India's journey towards a developed nation.
Bharat aur New Zealand ke rishte mein yaadein bhi hain, dosti bhi hain, values bhi hain aur ek commitment bhi hai. Bharat New Zealand ki yahi waqa ek nayi yatra par nikalne ke liye taiyar hai. हमारे सामने अवसरों से भरा खुला समुद्र है हवाएं हमारे साथ है समंदर की विशाल लहरें हमारे साथ है इच्छा शक्ति का नीला आसमान हमारे साथ है पाने को काफी कुछ है और मैं जानता हूं हम सफल होंगे
Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of various people-centric projects of Ahmedabad Municipal Corporation worth 405 crore rupees in Ahmedabad today. During the program, the minister will also kick-start an ambitious mass afforestation campaign for his Gandhinagar Lok Sabha constituency. Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, FSSAI, has issued 9 notices to food business operator Swiggy Instamart following multiple consumer complaints alleging violations under the Food Safety and Standards Act 2006. In a social media post, FSSAI said the food business operator has been directed to submit a detailed explanation and compliance report, failing which appropriate legal action will be initiated. Consumer complaints alleged the supply of expired, spoiled, rotten, contaminated and otherwise unsafe food products through Swiggy Instamart. The United States launched a new round of strikes against Iran after Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps IRGC forces attacked a Cyprus-flagged container ship transiting the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. military said the strikes were carried out at the direction of President Donald Trump. U.S. CENTCOM said the attack on the commercial vessel left a civilian crew member missing and the vessel is unable to continue the journey due to an onboard fire and significant engine room damage. Explosions were heard in Kesham Island, Mandar Abbas and Sirik following the attacks. Meanwhile, Iran has closed the Strait of Hormuz until further notice. Iran's IRGC Navy said the sea route was closed following an incident involving a vessel that attempted to use an unauthorized route. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall across northern and eastern parts of the country for the next 4 days. These places include Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Chandigarh, Haryana, Delhi, East Uttar Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, Gangetic West Bengal, Arunachal Pradesh, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura and Odisha. In the FIFA World Cup, Argentina and England have advanced to the semi-finals. Earlier, England beat Norway 2-1 in a quarter-final match at Miami Stadium, Florida. Defending champions Argentina beat Switzerland 3-1 in the last quarter-final match in Kansas City, Missouri this morning. Spain and France have already booked their places in the last four. Spain secured a thrilling 2-1 victory over Belgium to advance, while France progressed with a comfortable 2-0 win over Morocco. And that is the end of this news bulletin.